Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Tour, especially the Tour Entertainment presents Blog Talk, the source for inspiration and information. Live from the south of the city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the live fires and secrets are held. And what we do each and every week is tell you what the lies are. You feel the lies and expose the secrets, so that way we can build better relationships in our community. And we are sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage Your Wellness, and right now we're back to school time, and this is time for anyone that is focused on their wellness and health needs, that time to take this time right now while the kids are away, kids are at school, to focus on your health and wellness needs. So those who live in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, we come to you the most affordable, efficient, and therapeutic way to take care of your wellness needs. Contact us through Facebook.com/TGMind, or you can call 240-785-219 if you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, in order to schedule your appointment today. And we are back on the air. It has been a great summer. I hope everybody has had a great summer. And Love Talk is back on the air. Miss Choices, she is on assignment today. She'll be back next week. So it's just me, Mr. Rod Stevie, today. And we are talking about an interesting topic today. I have been following this case that's been going on in New Hampshire over the past couple of weeks. And I thought it would be very, very important that we discuss this particular topic, since a lot of our children are going back to school this week, next week. A lot of our children are actually already in school right now. So it's very important that we do discuss this particular topic. This is called high school love. And for those who are not familiar with this case in New Hampshire, there is a Catholic school, St. Paul's Catholic School in New Hampshire, where they had this practice called the senior salute. And what this senior salute is about is when seniors are graduating from high school, during the last week of school, they have this tradition that's been going on for about 200 plus years at this particular school, where the freshman girls, they introduce themselves to the senior boys that are graduating. And the whole purpose of this, because of the strict Catholic rules that they have at the school, where there's no hugging, no holding hands, no touching, where they had this practice where the last week of school that they try to introduce themselves to the senior boys. You know, sometimes it's holding hands, sometimes it's hugging, sometimes it's just fraternizing with each other, which I guess is not, allowed in this particular school. But in this particular case, the young girl that was a freshman, she was 15 at the time, introduced herself to a senior who was 19. And according to the court reports, according to this young girl, the man actually sexually assaulted her and raped her. Now, this is a topic that needs to be discussed because of it comes on so many levels. One, you have the fact that you have this senior freshman relationship, and with a senior freshman relationship, it is very difficult to decide, okay, should you allow your daughter to be in a relationship with a senior? Should a senior be with a freshman? And a lot of us have children in that. So I have a 15-year-old myself, and it's an interesting topic to talk about. It's a topic that needs to be discussed with parents, between parents and children, because of the fact that it's a dynamic that when you're in high school, you need not think about this. You need not think about the fact that, okay, yes, this person's senior, I'm a sophomore, this person's senior, I'm a freshman, I should be dating this person because this person is technically an adult. But when did that relationship happen? When did this dynamic occur? Is this something that should be banned or something that should be discussed between the faculty and staff? When you see a senior and a freshman going together, that's what a lot of schools have been talking about now. A lot of schools have been talking about the fact that they want to put in some sort of legislation, put in some sort of policy where seniors and freshmen aren't able to date. Seniors and freshmen aren't able to associate themselves in a relationship that matters. So this is what I want to talk about today. And if you have any comments on this particular topic, please call in. I want to hear your feedback on the 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this particular topic, because I like to know a lot of us do have children that going into high school that they encounter this type of situation. And some people feel, I've had some feedback on this already. I posted a question on this to Facebook a week ago, and I did get some very interesting feedback from both sides on this particular topic. And those who say that there's not a big deal, say that the fact that this is high school. Sometimes there are those that you find an attraction for that may be younger. If you're a senior, he or she may be a freshman or a sophomore, but you have an attraction to each other that you feel that should be allowed in school. Schools should not have legislation to force you to only fraternize or only be in a relationship with a junior or a senior because you're a student. I mean, I think about my personal experience in my senior year. I took a sophomore to my senior prom. You know, the way this legislation was going, that probably wouldn't have been. I mean, even though I wasn't 18 as a senior, I was 17 as a senior, but, you know, some people would look at that as a senior or sophomore, and that wouldn't be allowed the way this legislation is trying to go now. And then you have those who are opposed to it, saying that this person who's a senior, they're typically 18, 19 years old. They're adults. Why would they want to be in a relationship with someone who is 14, 15 years old? Especially if this 18 or 19-year-old wants to be intimately involved with this freshman or sophomore. You know, they may want to be sexually involved with this freshman or sophomore. Or even if they're not, the parents may feel that something may spark from that fact that this freshman and sophomore is with that senior. So this is a dilemma that has been occurring. You know, this has been around for a very long time, but now you see all these lawsuits, you see all these criminal cases, these court cases that are coming about for a senior and freshman. There was a young man from California, I believe, 3 years ago, who was a high school star, and he was recruited by a lot of colleges. He was screwed by a lot of colleges, and he was going to be looked like to be a top football player. But what happened was the parents of the girl that he was dating, who happened to be a freshman, found out and took him to court. He actually went to jail for 3 years. And it was a consensual relationship. They did have sex, but the parents felt that because he was a senior and she was a freshman, that should not have, that encounter should not have happened. Now, of course, there was also a racial factor in that as well that played in. I'm not against the racial aspect of that, but the gentleman went to jail for 3 years. Fortunately, when people heard about the story and heard it was, you know, heard the situation, he did come out, he did get scholarship money to go to school and continue his education because, you know, the young man, I mean, 18, 19 years old, he was doing, he was just in love with this person and they were having a relationship. However, the parents did not approve the relationship and took advantage of the fact that he was a senior and she was a 15-year-old and actually took him to court and he went to jail for it. So, that's where this dynamic has come. It comes to the point where parents see this relationship. You know, they see their 14, 15-year-old girl dating an 18, 19-year-old young man that is in high school, that is still in high school. And just because they don't approve the relationship, should they automatically bring criminal charges against them? In this case, in New Hampshire, the young man claimed that they didn't have any sexual intercourse. They did have some intimate moments of kissing, hugging, some physical contact with no sexual intercourse, according to what he said. Now, when you look at the case, and you look at what the young girl has brought against them, you know, it's hard to tell if that is the case. You know, what she's saying is that the police have said, and there was communication through text messaging, through Instagram, after the fact that kind of validates that they did have sex. And then what's consensual? Part two of that is, can you have consent if you are a 15-year-old girl and you're with a senior, between like an older man? This is the gray area that the courts have to deal with. It's the gray area that parents have to deal with. And it's tricky because as a parent of a teenager, you know, you don't want to try to push your child away by focusing on diagnosis. Why are you going to go to guys to be thrown in? Why are you going to write up here? You don't want to do that because, you know, relationships, especially when it comes to high school, one, a lot of times are short-lived. Two, a lot of times if you push as a parent, that will entice that child to want to have this relationship even more. It enhances the taboo, enhances that drive to be in a relationship with that person. Knowing that, you know, my parents don't agree with this. And yeah, I know he's a baby, a lot of times people don't realize that that's what happens when you try to push and say, you know what, I don't want you going out with this guy because he's that age. You know, this is more so, you know, I'm using the theme of the young female with the adult male perspective because that's where the relativity goes. A lot of times you don't hear any rushback if a 15-year-old boy is dating a senior girl. One, that doesn't happen too often. The maturity level is different, and you know, a lot of times you don't see an 18-year-old girl dating a 15-year-old boy. This is not common, but when it does happen, you're not going to see a parent of that 15-year-old boy giving worse facts to the boy because he's dating an 18-19-year-old. That dynamic is just not there. Simply because of the fact that a lot of times it's a ploy for a younger male goes to an older female, it's a ploy. But when a younger female goes to an older male, especially in this dynamic, then your freshman, your sophomore, is looked upon as creepy in essence because of the fact that the parent of that young girl, they think that why is this boy interested in my child? Why is, you know, is this a young girl? You know, why can't he find somebody his own age? But what type of ulterior motive does he have when he is interested in my younger child? And that's where one of the bigger problems occur with this. So now, you know, we got our kids in school now. So question number one is, what do we teach our kids about these relationships? You know, when you have a high school child, what do we teach? What do we teach in a relationship? You know, in regards to relationships, do we teach them, you know, yeah, you know, you can date, you know, you can have friends, you can have male friends, but I don't want you having a friend that's a senior. Do we say that because you're afraid of what can happen? Or do you say that, you know, hey, your friends are your friends, but just be mindful, be careful of what you're doing? That should be the premise of how we teach our children. when it comes to the relationships, you want to teach your children to be cautious, be careful. You know, you want them to have fun. You don't want to restrict them to the point where they want to rebel. They want to branch out and try to find someone who, you know, who is against what their parents want. I mean, there's a lot of, not a lot, I'd say there were some young girls when I was in school that dated men, I mean, 20, 21 years old, just because of the fact that they knew their parents would be against it. And that was a big thing, because the fact that they thought that they gained this, you know, this type of acceptance in the school, because of the fact that, you know what, I'm dating 20-year-old, I've been 21-year-old, too. I can get to the club because I'm with this dude. I can, you know, dude can buy the drinks. You know, dude can take me out places that these high school kids can't take you. And you got these college kids, 19, 20, 21, that are still putting a mentality that, you know what, I'm having a hard time getting a relationship with these college kids, so I'm going to go back to my old high school and show off because I'm a college student. And that's where the problem starts. That's where there's a serious problem, because you got these college freshmen, college sophomores that are going to the high school, the high school that they went to, maybe the local high school by their college, and are trying to entice these young girls that they think are 18 and older, but they might be 15, 16, and they're trying to entice them to, you know, to hang out with them, to be with them, to be sexually involved with them, even if only for that one night. So this is the dilemma that as far as administration has, as far as staff has, as far as parents have, in regards to what do we tell our children. So this is one thing, Love Talk, Walk Talk Radio, to our questions, to our entertainment. Welcome back. And we are going into school year right now. We're going into the fall. And this time of year is when, you know, especially you have a child that's a sophomore, a junior in school, still trying to find out where they fit in their school. This is a time where these sophomores, these juniors, are trying to find an identity. And when the sophomores and juniors are 15, 15 years old, they're young, they're still naive, they're still trying to develop who they are in school, a lot of times status comes from who you're with. You know, if you're a sophomore and you start dating a senior, instantly your status goes up in the school. Instantly, people look at you like, wow, who is she or who is he? How does he or she get with the senior? And, they feel this good vibe. They feel this sense of, I've arrived. They feel the sense that I've evolved. And people start looking at it differently. Now, like I said, once again, the male-female dynamic is different. Where if it was a boy that is dating a senior, they'll look at it like the big man on campus. You know, they'll get high fives. You know, that people look at them just on a level that they're just, you know, the top of the top because they're dating a senior. With a female, it can go one of two ways. One way you can go is the fact that they are getting noticed because people are trying to figure out what she is doing to entice the senior. You know, is she being sexually active with the senior? Is she being sexually involved? Is she, you know, they can be labeled as a slut or a whore because they're with the senior boy. The second dynamic can be they can become a recluse because they're getting too much spotlight. They're getting to the point where, okay, wow, you know, I thought this would be a nice relationship, this nice man, nice young man, but obviously this is not getting, you know, good approval. This is not getting that, so it's not helping satisfy sport or the fact that they're getting so much attention that it can scar the young girl. And when I listen to this girl in this case and the answer, that's what I feel happens. You know, maybe at the time, she felt that this was a budding relationship, a building relationship. She thought, maybe thought that this guy actually cared for her. And maybe this wasn't just the senior salute, as they called it, quote unquote senior salute. So after the fact, when she found out that this wasn't a serious relationship, that this guy really is not into her, that's when she went to the nurse and said, yes, you know, I had potential sex with this guy. I thought it was going to be a better relationship, but, you know, but I didn't have her back from it. And that's when the, you know, the parents found out. That's when the second nurse told the parents about it. And that's when the parents decided to show you. Now, the gray area comes into stuff. Should this young man, if it was consensual, if it was the senior salute thing, and even if it wasn't a senior salute, even if they were in a serious relationship, should he face jail time for having consensual sex with a classmate? And that is something that is going to set precedent. If this person here goes to jail for having consensual sex with a classmate, then there's going to be a lot of parents that are going to try to press this issue, saying, okay, hey, my daughter's 15, she's a sophomore, she's going to senior, I don't like it, so I'm going to take this guy to court and I'm going to send him to jail because he shouldn't be messing with a sophomore. Now, that's one avenue. Another avenue that can happen is that the fact that possibly, you know, the chance it wasn't consensual. And if it's not a consensual act, how would you, how do you explain, how do you describe, how do you fathom this particular act? How do you monitor it? And that's what these schools are trying to do. These schools are trying to figure out, should we propose something that will prevent seniors to go with underclassmen? Now that's the thing. And because of the fact that we know that these senior freshman dynamics are happening, it is, should the schools be involved? Should the schools step in and try to say, no, we're going to do whatever we can to prevent something like this happening? Once again, 347-850-1228. If you want to voice your opinion, on a particular topic, this is Love Talk, Walk Talk Radio, Toronto Production, Toronto Entertainment. And like I said, this topic has created a really big firestorm when it comes down to what people are thinking, when it comes down to what the school's stance on this is, what parents' stance should be as far as taking charge in this particular situation. It's a very touchy subject that can cause a lot of, cause a lot of different firestorms, cause a lot of different issues when it comes down to the relationship with your child, the relationship with their boyfriend or girlfriend, and once again, just trying to figure out what can be done to make sure that, that the children are being taken care of, because yes, they are young children. These are, 15, 16 year old children that are getting involved in relationships. But at the same time, do we want to label all these seniors as pedophiles? Do we want to label these seniors as, people who are, trying to take advantage of the younger kids? And that's the problem. Now, when I talk about this, it makes me think about another case of that happened this week at ODU. In ODU, there was a fraternity called Sigma Nu. And to the new fraternity. They have a frat house on campus. And, of course, kids are checking into school this week. You know, got a lot of freshmen, 17, 18-year-old girls that are just coming on. And what this fraternity did, they put these banners outside their frat house, saying, oh, I hope rowdy and fun, I hope your baby girl is ready for a good time. Here's the freshman door, the drop-off point. They have a big arrow pointed towards the front door. And then there's another sign that says, go ahead and drop off your mom, too. This is the type of stuff that can develop because these seniors at college now, are thinking with this mentality and saying, I can get away with it now. Because I'm a college senior. I got a frat. And this is some of the same thing that is going on at high school. So, you know, people understand that even when you're in college, the senior-freshman dynamic can be very dangerous. I mean, this year was very sick. The ODU actually suspended this fraternity because they saw these signs. They saw the danger. Someone complained about these signs and banners they had at the house. I'm pretty sure that the school president probably had no clue about what the senior fraternity was doing. But what happened was, they found out about it, and they suspended the chapter immediately. Because what they were doing, the fraternity knew what they were doing. They were targeting the freshmen. Targeting the freshman girl, 17, 18 years old, you know, just stepping onto campus for the first time, a lot of them hundreds of miles away from home. You know, because ODU is a pretty decent-sized school. All the girls that go to that school are probably not from the Hampton Roads area. They might be coming from different parts of the country. For them to be targeted like that is just appalling. It's ridiculous. It's just, you know, just apprehensible what they're doing. So, on the high school level, what do you think these senior boys are doing as well? They're targeting these young freshman girls, sophomore girls, because they feel like they're aliens there. They're trying to establish themselves, trying to get a sense of who they're going to be on that campus, who they're going to associate with on that campus. So how do you combat this? How do you, you know, should there be politicization in school? Because deep down inside, you don't want to legislate the senior freshman dynamic because, I mean, there obviously there can be chances that people are genuine, that a senior can genuinely fall in love with a freshman, fall in love with a sophomore, and they'll be together for a very long time. It definitely can happen. They don't want to combat that, but when there's predators out there, when there's predators that can take advantage of these young girls, you have to have this conversation. You have to have a conversation. The main point that I was, you have to have a conversation with your child, that freshman or sophomore, that's going into the campus, that's going to school, and give them an idea, give them a sense of what, you know, what they're facing and what can happen. So words of wisdom, point of, you know, just the love talk point of the day, just talk to your children and let them know the dangers, let them know the benefits, the pros and cons, so that way they can make the wise decision, the right choice. Once again, thank you for listening each and every Monday night. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, to our production, to our entertainment. These choices will be back next week. We're gonna live it up next week. We're gonna have a lot of fun on this season. And I'd like to thank you each and every week for all your feedback, all your comments. And if you have a topic that you want to talk about, you can always hit me up, facebook.com/RobertStevenson. You can tweet me at RC44. You can hit me up at Instagram at RC44. And once again, the live TV show will be back on Sunday with Summer Madness, going over some of the topics that have been impactful throughout this summer season, and talk about some of the things that try to see what we can do to be better in our community. So until next time, we'll talk.